There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. No other name. There is no other. Well, I don't know about you, but I thank God for this morning, don't you? I thank God for this morning that we can come into His house and be free. We don't have to be tied down with things in our lives. This morning I'll share a little thought with you this morning. Matthew chapter number 14. Begin reading in verse number 22. And I want to share a little thought with you this morning. Where to look when the storm is raging. Where to look when the storm is raging. Folks, this morning we've sung about it all morning. Where we can look when the storm is raging. On that solid rock. Man, we can stand on that solid rock when the storm is raging. We can do a lot of things when the storm is raging. But can I say to you this morning, when the storm's raging in your life, just look to Jesus. Just look to Jesus. He is your hope. He is your peace. He is your comfort this morning. Where to look when the storm is raging? I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. I won't be putting no emphasis on anything that I've done this week or anything that you've done this week. I won't be putting any emphasis on a testimonial service this morning. I won't be putting no emphasis on nothing this morning but the Word of God. My thoughts is irrelevant this morning. It does not matter. It does matter what thus saith the Word of God says. Matthew chapter number 14 and verse number 22. And the Bible says, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side. While He sent the multitudes away, and when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Brother Vincent, this morning, my brother, if you would you lead us in a word of prayer? Oh, bless it, Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we look here this morning, I want to share something with you. If you look into the Word of God, where to look when the storm is raging. If you look here in verse number 22, the disciples were in the midst of a storm. But so quickly I noticed it turned from the disciples in the plural till we turn right into Peter in the singular form. Friends, I want you to know this morning, when you get into a storm, it won't be long. You'll realize you're all alone. When you get into a storm, if you aren't careful, you'll realize that you're all alone. We also find ourselves in the midst of storms as we've come into this building this morning. We've come into this place this morning, and each and every one of you, I could go around this room, and there are storms that are raging in your life. There's decisions that's going to have to be made. And there's some things that's going to have to be taking place this morning in your life. I want to say to you this morning, but where do we look to in a time of a storm? Where do we look to into the time of a storm? The number one thing I want to show you this morning that Peter did is this. We can look to the storm if we want to. You see, this morning we can look to that storm. Where do we look when the storm comes? We can look at the storm this morning. That is one place you can look to this morning. You can look directly into that storm. You can look directly into what God has out there for you. But I'd say to you this morning, there's a lot of times that storms comes our way and it comes our past that God did not send. There's a lot of times there are things that come our way that God did not send our way, that Satan will send his way. This morning, if you look toward that storm, A lot of times you can find old Satan. He'll pick his head up. But the number one thing I'm going to look at this morning is we can look to the storm. If you look into verse number 30, we see that that storm will distract you this morning. That storm of life will distract you this morning. He says this in verse number 30. But when he saw the wind, it distracted Peter when he got out of that boat. When he had to look at the storm, he took his eyes off the Savior and he started looking at the storm. My friends, you listen to me this morning. No matter what goes on around you, no matter what the government gives toward you, no matter what the government says is legal, no matter what they put forth, no matter what they send forth, I want you to know this morning at this church we're going to stand on thus saith the word of God. If it's wrong in the Bible, it is still wrong. I want you to know this morning we serve a risen Savior. He's everything to me. He walks with me and talks with me a long last narrow way. You can look at that storm if you want to. You can look at your neighbor if you want to, and you can get distracted and you can get discouraged, but I want you to know this morning, if you'll look to Jesus, you will never be distracted if you'll keep your eyes on the Savior this morning. He says in the Word of God, that storm will distract you this morning. It says, look here in verse number 30, but when he saw the wind, Friends, I want you to know he distracted Peter's vision. He distracted his vision. You know the first thing Satan wants to get you with is your vision this morning. We know that in John 3:8, Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you don't know where the wind comes from. You can't see the wind. You can see the effects wind, but you can't see the wind. Friends, I want you to know this morning in Ecclesiastes 11:4, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. This morning, if you're waiting to see what the wind's going to do, if you're waiting to see what the world's going to give you before you follow God, if you wait to get rich to follow God, if you wait to be prosperous to follow God, if you keep waiting on things to line up to follow God, you will find yourself in a devil's hell. This morning, I want to say to you, you must not look at the storm, but you must look at the Savior this morning. He says in his word, the storm will distract you in verse number 30. Distract our vision when he saw. Who saw? Peter did. I want you to know this morning, if you'll look with me right quick in verse number 28, and the Bible says, and Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. And the Lord said, come this way. There's some of you this morning, the Holy Spirit, he's knocking at your heart's door, and you say, Lord God, if it be me, bid me to come. If it be you knocking on my heart, bid me to come. If it be you telling me not to do wrong, bid me to come. Can I say to you this morning, you're welcome to come to Jesus. He's everything to me. You just come on this morning. He says in the word that the storm will distract you. It'll distract your vision, but it'll also distract your decisions. Not only your vision, but it'll distract your decision. You ever seen somebody on fire for God? Man, they got saved and their vision was clear and they was looking out through there and they could see what they wanted to do. But it wasn't long the storm of life raged in their life and that vision got cloudy and their decisions started going down a one-way street. Friends, can I say to you this morning, the devil don't want to do nothing but kill and steal and destroy from you this morning. You will be distracted if you keep looking at the storms in your life. If you keep looking at your neighbor's storms that's raging in their life, you will be distracted. Friends, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about you. Worry about you. Worry about you. Worry about your relationship with God Almighty. Too many times we're worried about this one. We're worried about that one. We're worried about this. When we should just be having our focus, our vision, and our decision made on Jesus Christ. On nothing less than his blood and righteousness this morning. Friends, this morning, if you're this morning and you're being distracted, it's because your vision got off and it's distracted because your decisions ain't being what they need to be. You said, preacher, decisions ain't even in the Word of God. Let me show you in verse number 30. And the Bible says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, oh, he saw the wind. The Bible says you can't see the wind. The Bible says that you don't know where it's coming from. Oh, you listen to me this morning, my friend. You get in a storm long enough, hard enough, and been in it for so long in your life, you'll start seeing the wind in a way you've never seen it. You'll start seeing old Satan blow against you. He says this morning, he was afraid. Oh, his decision changed. One minute, hey, if that be you, Jesus, bid me to come. If that be you, bid me to come. Oh, he's confident. He was ready to go. But when he got out there and he quit looking who Jesus was and he started looking at the storm, his decision changed. He said, well, I'm afraid. This morning, if you're afraid this morning, that's not of God. That is straight from the devil. That's straight from the pits of hell this morning. You don't worry about your salvation. You don't worry about what God done on that cross. You just have faith and trust and believe in it this morning. Friends, I've never seen a time where people wants to know if salvation will stick, if it'll hold this morning. Oh, let me tell you this morning, salvation will hold. It'll stick. It is the glue that holds us together. It'll stick. Don't worry about it. Friends, I want you to know, you seen that old gorilla on TV? That old gorilla glue? Man, you think that stuff's strong. The blood of Jesus Christ, it washed me whiter than snow. Though my sins be as scarlet, the blood of Jesus washed my sins as white as snow. Brother BJ, I've seen you walk and you ain't perfect. Thank God I ain't perfect, only He is. Brother BJ, I've never seen you walk on water. You wasn't made to walk on water, and I wouldn't either. Only Jesus was made to walk on water. So when you start thinking you can walk on water, remember, only Jesus walked on water. When you don't like what's going on, just remember, only Jesus is in control. You ain't, and I'm not. We must get our eyes off the storm and get them on the Savior this morning. Look in the Word of God. He said we'll be distracted this morning. We'll be distracted in our vision. We'll be distracted in our decisions. But also, we will be distracted in our destination if we're not careful. What? Look here in verse number 30. He was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried. His destination had changed. He was wanting to go to Jesus, but when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. He didn't even get to Jesus. There's a lot of you this morning sitting in this place. You've come to worship, but you've not worshiped. Whew, he's hit me with this week. A lot of you've got up, got ready, planned to walk this way. You've come so close. But when you get in here, I don't know what storm is going on in your life, and I don't know who it is sitting beside you, but when it's time for worship, we do this. Preacher, you're making me feel uncomfortable. I don't care who's uncomfortable. Listen to me this morning. There's going to come a day that I'm going to get a count of everything I say out of this word. And it doesn't matter what nobody in here thinks, as long as he's pleased this morning. Amen. As long as he's lifted up this morning, we must quit looking at the storm and start looking at the Savior this morning, and our destination will get where it needs to be if we'll look at the Savior. Not only will the storm distract you, but let me show you something else. The storm in your life, if you're not careful, it will defeat you in your life. Have you ever worried about something so much you done forgot to pray? Have you ever worried about something so much you thought about everything under the sun but Jesus Christ? Look here in the Word. And look here. And he said he cried out to the Lord. He said, save me. The storm will defeat you. You will begin to sink because you overlook the Savior. Friends, when he got walking out in there and he was in that sea and he was looking around and the wind was boisterous and it was all around him and things was coming in. Friends, I want you to know he knew something was wrong. But he overlooked the Savior. He started looking around him, looking at everything going on, and he quit looking at the Savior. I can just imagine in my mind the people in the Bible when Jesus was laid in that tomb for 3 days and on that third day he came forth. Can you imagine that the woman with the issue of blood that was healed and made whole? Can you imagine when Jesus died on that cross? She said, oh, boys, I tell you what, I better watch what I need to do. I better watch. Can you think about the man with the withered hand that had that withered hand and he'd been holding his kids? Friends, he started to get distracted. Can you imagine he said, oh, that man that healed my withered hand, he is dead. What am I going to do? Friends, I want you to know this morning, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. They didn't kill him. He laid his life down. He said, "Preacher, how do I be saved?" You must die to self and raise for Jesus Christ this morning. You're not here this morning to make a decision. We're here this morning to make disciples of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, "Go ye therefore and make disciples." Not decisions. Disciples this morning. Friends, I want you to know this morning that if you believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross for your sins, if you'll repent, believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross for your sins, and He was put in that tomb and arose again on that third day, believing that in that heart, having that childlike faith, asking Jesus to come into your life, that same power that come into that tomb and rose Him from the grave, it'll come into your dead body and it'll raise you up this morning. Don't let the storm distract you, and don't let the storm defeat you this morning. They overlooked the Savior because they were afraid, because He became afraid. His focus got off. He was overwhelmed by the situation because He began to sink. He got overwhelmed by the situation. Look at this. And beginning to sink. Let me give you something. This, I ain't much over in Detroit, but when I read the Word of God, it sticks out to me. Jesus knew He was supposed to sink. What? Oh, yeah. You're going over two more chapters, and he called Peter the rock. You don't think Jesus knew He was going to sink? You don't think Jesus knows that you're going to sink? He knows you are. You can't live it. You can't live the Christianity life. God has to live it through you. Man, we're sinful people. We're dirty people. You can clean up as good as you want to. You can live in the nicest home you want to, drive the nicest car you want to, but deep down in that heart, you and I are sinful, dirty people. And the storms of life will come against us, and we'll get our focus off the Savior and get them right on the storm when we're not careful. He said later on, he called Peter the rock, so he knew he was going to sink, but he didn't let him sink. He said, can you imagine Peter's walking out on the water? Let me slow down a minute. I don't want to lose nobody. This is it, man. This come over there about the Johnson hole, swimming hole over there. Some of y'all been there, amen? Have you ever thought he's walking across that water and he didn't sink? He didn't sink up over his head. It said he began to sink. His faith wasn't totally out. Brother Vincent, his faith wasn't totally empty. It wasn't redlined, friends. Listen to me. He had still had some faith, or he'd have went to the bottom. He was still a walk, and he just got off a little bit. You listen to me this morning. You may get distracted. You may get deterred, but find your way back to Jesus Christ. You find your way back. You find your way back. You get back to the old time. Get back to the old path. Get back to the old way. And he said as he began to sink and it started coming up, it told me it didn't get up over his mouth yet because he cried out to the Lord. I see this morning in my spirit that you've not completely covered up because you can still talk. I heard the chatter when we come out of the prayer room this morning. So whatever's going on in your life, you're not completely under. On the count of three, give me an amen, everybody in the building. One, two, three. Amen. Say, you still got a little bit left. I don't know how much is in the tank, but there's still a little bit. It ain't up over here. When it gets up over here, you won't be able to holler help. Folks, this morning, I want you to know that when Jesus Christ, He is on your side, you've made Him your Lord, you've made Him your choice, you may do a lot of sinking. You may do a lot of sinking, but you can't sink no farther than that rock is. That rock as far as you can go down. That rock as far as you can go. This morning you must not get distracted by the way of the world, by the storms in your life. Don't get distracted. Don't get that way. Be looking to God this morning. Let me show you something else in the Word of God. Do not get distracted, but do not get defeated. Don't let Him defeat you. Overlooked by the Savior, overwhelmed by the situation, but He was overtaken by the swell, by those swells. You may think this morning, Brother BJ, you don't know how big the swell is. You don't know how big the riptide is. You don't know how strong the current is. Friends, listen to me. He can help you out of whatever storm you're going through in your life. He says this, not only will the storm distract you, not only will the storm defeat you, but the storm will destroy you this morning. Storms of life will destroy you. I've seen people that's been on top of the pinnacle of life, I'm talking about, and they've let stress bother them so much they can't even talk a word. I went into nursing homes. Folks, I want you to know, if you don't have to go to a nursing home, praise God. But I've been in nursing homes where people was in top shape. And they lay there paralyzed down. I've went in where stress in life, the stress destroyed their life. They no longer can think. They no longer can do. That little thing called stress has overwhelmed them. Mom and daddies, you may be in here this morning and your stress level is to the max. To the max. I mean, you're maxed out. That storm of life has distracted you, and you just can't think about it. Everything's off. It's distracted, and it has defeated you. All you can think of, in and out, day after day, is nothing but that storm that's going on in your life. Folks, listen to me this morning. It don't have to destroy you. Peter got here. Let me show you what he destroyed in his life. It'll destroy your countenance this morning. Peter was supposed to be the rock, and he became the rock. Oh, Peter was a loud mouth. He stood up for the Lord when nobody else would most of the time, preached the greatest sermon that had ever been preached by a man besides the man, Christ Jesus, on the day of Pentecost. Most souls that's ever been saved at one time was on the day of Pentecost. He said, Brother BJ, I thought Billy Graham had, we don't know who all got saved, but when the Bible says 3,000, 3,000 got saved. The Bible's not wrong, it's right, amen. So we know 3,000, the greatest revival ever been. We know that Peter was that rock, that loud mouth, and he feared nothing. But when he let that storm start to destroy him, he become a crybaby. Look what he said. But when he saw the wind boisterous and was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. When you get to the point in your life, a lot of you are not there, and you've never been there, but if you ever get to that place in your life, after you've been born again, that you think, Lord God, am I even saved? You remember, if he's ever saved you, you're still saved. When he does the doing gets done. This same crying out when he said, Lord, save me, is the same crying in the book of Luke when the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes, crying, being in torment. In the Strong's, it carries the same definition as this cry. He was wailing out. His heart was burdened. The pain was unbearable, and he needed help. Friends, I want to give you the difference in the two men. Peter could receive help because he was still alive. When you die and go to a devil's hell, there is no help for you. You can cry all you want, pray all you want, but there'll be no help when it's too late. This morning in the Word of God, he says this, the storm will destroy you. It'll destroy your countenance because he cried. It'll destroy, Brother Kenny, your courage this morning. He gave two words this morning in the prayer room that I knew came from the Word of God. It will destroy your courage. Verse 28, and Peter answered unto him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. All he had to say was, Lord, if it's be you, come on over here where I'm at. A lot of you want to meet Jesus when your life gets right. And you don't want to get out of the boat and face the storm that you're really in. He says in the Word of God, he said that it destroys your courage. He said, bidding me to come. No longer does he have courage. He's crying out. But let me give you this. Not only does it destroy your countenance and your courage, but it destroys your confidence. This morning, look in the Word of God, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He walked on the water, but he began to sink. His courage and his confidence when the storm got raging got off the master. Some of you that's been saved for any amount of time, it won't take long. The storm will do a lot more in your life than the Savior you think's doing. You'll let storms of life overwhelm you and overtake you. I want to be quick here, but I want to share this with you. Not only, I told you, where do we look in the storm? We can look to the storm, or we can look to the Savior. Let me give you what the Savior will do this morning for you. You can look to the storm, it'll destroy you, it'll defeat you, and it'll distract you in a mighty way. We must not get in a rut in this place, folks. We must not get into a routine. It must be different all the time. It must not be the same. It must be different. He said, preacher, I don't like different. Well, you won't like this church. said, y'all different over there, because we serve not a God that we do not know. We serve a God that we do know. Amen. And we listen to him. You say, preacher, I don't believe God audibly speaks to an individual. Folks, you listen to me this morning. If that spirit's not speaking into your heart, you got major problems. He'll audibly speak to that heart and that spirit. He'll speak to you this morning. But not only that storm, look here, that we can look to the Savior. The Savior will rescue you from the storm. Verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? The Savior will rescue you this morning if you'll just call out. Not only will the Savior rescue you this morning, but the Savior will restore you this morning if you'll just call out. He won't rescue nobody that's not calling. He won't restore nobody that's not calling to be restored. He says, how do you know he's restored, Brother BJ? He'll restore, he'll put you back in the boat. Look here. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. I noticed back in verse number 22, nobody had a problem with the storm. They didn't. The wind was boisterous. As long as they was in the boat, nobody had a problem. Where did the problem come when they seen Jesus out yonder? Folks, this morning, if you'll stay in the boat, you won't have near the problems you've been having. If you'll stay where the anchor holds, and that's Jesus Christ, you won't have the problems. You ever hear people just whining and belly aching because things going on in their life? And all you want to tell them is this, get back in the boat. I'm going to ask you a question. Be honest. Have you ever fell out of a boat, or have you ever got out of a boat intentionally that you wanted to get out? Have you? Yes. Sister Kim, thank you for your honesty. Brother Kevin, you didn't throw her out, did you? Okay. But listen, have you ever come to about a 12-foot John boat? Does everybody know what a John boat is? Yeah, it ain't slicked up and look good. Have you ever got out of that boat and tried to get back in? I'm not talking, it ain't got no step ladders. It ain't got no ladder you let down. You try to get back in that boat, and as you pull down, you say, it's going to fill up water. It won't work. You get somebody on the other side, old buddy, he going to help you get in, and both of y'all can't do nothing. Do you know what you finally have to do to get in that old John boat? You got to find you a solid place in your life that you know is solid. Friends, this morning, if there's a place you can find solid, it must be the house of God. It must be a place that you're going to hear the word preached and your feelings don't matter what you feel, but that you know that you must be in the boat because you're starting to sink. I've seen so many times in my life, I wanted to climb back in that boat right where I was at, and I couldn't climb back in. I had to go back to that solid ground. And as I got on that solid ground, and it got solider and solider, that boat that was right there that I couldn't get in, now the Lord allows me just to step right in. Quit trying to get in the boat your way and get in it God's way. He said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Folks, this morning, we don't worry about your feelings. I'm worried this morning about your future. I'm worried about your future this morning. I'm worried about your future when that last breath is took in here, that you know you have a home in heaven. I'm worried about your future. I'm worried about your future this morning. Let me show you this in the Word of God, though. He says not only the Savior will rescue you, not only will the Savior restore you in the ship, but he'll give you safety when you get back in the ship, and he'll give you sanity when you get back in the ship. Have you ever just been, oh man, everything blurry and you didn't know what to do? A child of God. But when you get right back where God is and you start learning little things. This little light of mine. Say, you go that far back, preacher, you bet. You better not never forget that song. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's a baby song. But so many of us forget to let her. We forget to let our light shine. Let me give you this morning. Not only will the Savior rescue you, not only will the Savior restore you and give you that sanity, but the Savior will redeem you this morning from your sin. He will redeem you this morning from your sin. Isaiah 45:22, the Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. Look unto him and be saved. Don't look unto the preacher, look unto him and B, you save. Titus 2:14 this morning, he made us a peculiar people, is what he did. He presented himself for you and I this morning. I want to say to you this morning, I don't know where you're at or what's going on in your life, but you can look to Jesus this morning and find peace and find rest. And the storm won't overtake you. The storm will have to get behind you in the name of Jesus. I want to give you a little story this morning in closing and see if you know about it. In the 1800s, there was a man named William P. McKay. And his mama prayed for him constantly. Morning in, morning out, storms in his life raged, and he was a, sure enough, alcoholic. He would hear his mom pray in the room next door, and she would pray and she would pray, Lord God, please save my son, please. At the age of 17, she gave him a Bible. And in the front of that Bible, it was written William P. McKay. And she put a scripture under that verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Gave him that Bible and written later on in his diary, in his log, that he didn't really know if he was agnostic or not anymore. But hearing his mom pray, he was almost an atheist. He was sick and tired of hearing his mom pray. Said when he left home at the age of 17, he took that old Bible and he threw that old Bible away. He threw it into a no good book place that people could get books and read them if they wanted to. They said that as he got his education, he became a doctor. And as he became a doctor, he worked on people and helped people get back to where they needed to be. And there was one man he went into the room to, and he went into that room, and his mom, and when he got into that room, the individual, he looked at him and he said, sir, your injuries are too bad. There is no way that you can be saved. Sir, there is no way that you can be healed back. You will be leaving this life. Is there anything we can do? He said, yes, call the custodian at the church, there at the church that I attend, and tell her to bring the book. Tell her to bring the book. I need the book. And he said, okay. And he told his nurse, he said, tell him to bring the book. Just bring the book. Well, days passed on and the man passed away. And the doctor come back through and asked his nurse, said, did she bring the book? Did she? Oh, yeah, she brought the book. Well, he couldn't read it because his injury is so bad. He was blind. He said, well, what did he do? Said he just took that book and held it to his heart. And said, he said, thank God for the book. Thank God for the book. Thank God for the book. And he said, well, if that book is so dear to him, let me see that book. And she went and got the book that the man had, and she brought the book forth and gave it unto this individual. She gave it to this man, the book, gave it to William P. McKay, and handed him the book. And the book didn't look too familiar till he opened the front page. And there written in there, it said, to my son, William P. McKay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Said, preacher, that's not real. That can't be. The Word of God will follow you, friends. The Word of God is true. It'll follow you. It'll seek you out. When you think of William P. McKay, I want to give you something. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, then the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Revive us again. William P. McKay, after he read the book, he gave up being a doctor, went to being a preacher, and he penned down the song, Revive Us Again. If the storms of life is overtaking you, it will be because you left the Word behind and you turned your back on the Word of God. He also says, all glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and cleanses every stain. Oh, but we wouldn't stop there. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with this beautiful sanctuary. No. With a great preacher. No. No. With a great Sunday school. No. With a great deacon body. No. That this spirit may be revived again with fire from above. This morning, if the storm's overtaking you and you need a touch from heaven, it will only come from above. This morning, I give you something. Don't look to the storm. Look to the Savior. walking in a storm this morning is because you've turned away from that word. The storm will only last as long as you won't get in that word. John said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Folks, this morning I want you to know that if you'll get in that word, that storm will diminish in your life. You can cry out to the Lord, and He will save you this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence,